Good morning, church. It's such a privilege to be here this morning to share God's word with you. And thank you, Pastor Daniel, for the privilege of sharing from the pulpit this morning. And thank you, Yifan, for translating. This morning, we'll be going through Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. The parable of the talents, and to see what God has to reveal to us. Okay, so please turn with me to Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. And this is God's word. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey. He called his own servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, depending on each one's ability. Then he went on a journey. Immediately, the man who had received 5 talents went, put them to work, and earned 5 more. In the same way, the man who earned 2 more. But the man who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. And after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents approached, presenting 5 more talents, and said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I've earned 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy. The man with 2 talents also approached. He said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I've earned 2 more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy. The man who had received 1 talent also approached and said, Master, I know you are a harsh man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went off and hid your talent in the ground. See, have what is yours. His master replied to him, you evil, lazy servant. If you knew that I reap where I haven't sown and gather where I haven't scattered, then you should have deposited my money with the bankers, and I would have received my money back with interest when I returned. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have more than enough. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And throw the good-for-nothing servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, God, we come before you and we want to worship you with our whole heart. God, give us ears to hear your word this morning. May we learn more about your truth and what you have for us. That we would humbly submit to you and love you and love your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So most here are probably very familiar with this parable. That the Master represents Jesus Christ, who upon his ascension to heaven, left every Christian with gifts, abilities, and resources to build up the church and to further his kingdom. And as we unpack this parable a little bit more this morning, I invite each of you to consider how you are using or how you are failing to use what God has graciously given you. So for this morning, we'll just have 2 points. First, are you faithful with what you have been given? And 2, do you know and love your master? So first, are you faithful with what you have been given? And we see this in verses 14 through 18. And feel free to follow along in your Bible as well as we go. In verse 14, we see that the master entrusted his property to them. He entrusts a measure of his riches to his servant. And I don't know about you, but I don't let anyone just house sit for us, watch our dogs, watch our valuables when we're away, especially if it's for a longer trip. And a single talent is no small amount. It's estimated to be roughly 15 to 20 years worth of wages. So this isn't some small amount. It's a lifelong savings account being handed over. Now let's consider the servants. They were all given a large sum, but in verse 15, we see that the amounts varied to each according to his ability. So the master, in his wisdom, knew their capacity, and he acted accordingly. One servant 5, the other 2, and the last one, 1. Now as we move to verses 16 through 18, we get a picture of whether the servants were faithful with what they had been entrusted. Were they faithful and trustworthy? We see that the first 2 servants, at once, they immediately put the money to work. You get a sense of their eagerness, their understanding of the trust placed in them, and their desire to be faithful and work. They were creative, they took initiative, they knew the value of what they were entrusted with, and they responded accordingly. But the third servant's reaction was very different. Instead of seeing an opportunity to be faithful and steward the talent well, he concluded his only responsibility was to ensure that there was no potential loss.
第三个仆人，他没有想要忠心地管理主人给他的家产，然而他很担心会失去，所以他什么都没有做。
It's similar to the I'll do the bare minimum attitude.
他有一个想要得过且过的态度。
And what did he do?
他做了什么呢?
He literally digs a hole in the ground and buries it.
他在地上挖了一个洞, 把主人给他的财产给埋了。
Now as we go to verses 19 through 23, we're able to see the fruit of the servant's action and the master's reaction.
接下来我们在今天经文十九节到二十三节当中可以看到每一个仆人他们所种下的所收割到的这个果实和主人对他们不同的回应。
And verse 19 says the master returned after a long time.
十九节说到过了许久主人回来了。
The implication here is that the master wasn't hasty, he wasn't unreasonable.
这边我们看到主人他并不是很快的就回来了。
He didn't just leave for a weekend or a week or two and come back with an irrational or absurd expectation.
他没有只出去一个周末或者是短短的时间，并且立刻回来，然后要求他的仆人们给他很多的回报。
No, what we see is that time is measured not in hours or days, but in opportunity, a long period of time.
我们在这边看到，这里经文当中所说的时间不是按照不是按照小时或者分钟来计算的，而是它是按照机会来计算的。主人出去了很长一段时间，所以带给仆人们很多的机会来倍增他的财产。
It's the idea that there was ample time and no excuse not to use the time wisely.
所以我们在这里看到主人给了仆人们一段很长的时间，能够让他们妥善的管理他所给他们的财产。
So we see the first two servants, they doubled their master's investment.But the amounts were actually different.
我们看到第一和第二个仆人，他们都倍增了主人的财产，但是他们倍增的倍数是不同的。
Yet they both received the exact same commendation, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
虽然他们所获得的财产的倍数不同，但是主人对他们的嘉奖都是相同的。主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。”
And I want you to notice this.
我希望弟兄姐妹观察到这一点。
The master's affirmation was not based on the amount of return, but the faithfulness of their stewardship.
这里主人对仆人的嘉奖并不是根据他们所获得的财产而定的，而是根据仆人的忠心。
You see, whether entrusted with 5 talents or 2, both were praised equally.
无论是被给予5000银子或者是2000银子，两位仆人都同样的得到了相同的嘉奖。
And this is important to grasp. God values our faithfulness.Not simply our outcomes.
所以说神看重我们的忠心胜过我们的结果。
So for some here thinking, I can't do what so-and-so does, it doesn't matter.
有些人觉得哦，那个人可以做这么厉害的事情，但是我做不了，但是没有关系。
That's not the point, and it's not what matters.
这并不是重点，这也并不重要。
Are you faithful with what you have been given?
你是否对于神所给予你的忠心的管理呢？
And make no mistake about it, God has given every Christian unique gifts that he is to steward well for the sake of the kingdom, for God's glory.
弟兄姐妹们，请不要搞错，神根据我们每个人不同的才干，给了我们不同的恩赐，让我们能够为了神的国度而善用这些恩赐。
Romans 12, 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, they all touch on this.
我们在罗马书十二章、哥林多前书十二章和以弗所书第四章都能够看到。
Young or old, married or single, in school, working or retired, every single believer.
无论你是老或少、单身或已婚、工作或是学生，甚至是退休的，每一个信徒都是这样。
And this could be your role as husband, father, wife, mother, or sibling.
这可以是你作为丈夫、父亲、妻子。母亲或者是一个兄弟姐妹的一个角色。
To faithfully love and serve your family well, to be a good and godly example.
能够忠心爱护和服侍你的家庭，做一个属灵的好榜样。
This could be your time, ability to listen and care for other brothers and sisters in Christ, to serve sacrificially in the church in a variety of ways.
你也可以善用你的时间。愿意来聆听并且去关怀身边的弟兄姐妹在教会当中彼此服侍。
To welcome newcomers, to use your finances and resources to serve others, to be hospitable, to use your home, your job, your skills, your ability to communicate or to listen.
可以是在教会当中欢迎新朋友，善用你的财产和你的资源，开放你的家庭，并且运用你的工作和你的技能和你沟通的恩赐。
So again, are you faithful with what you have been given?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你是否忠心管理神所赐给你的呢？
Or do you think that these things are your own?
或者你觉得这些都是你所理所应当的、理所应得的？
And I love this right here.
这边我很喜欢这一句。
The faithful servant's reward is to share in your master's happiness.
我们在经文中看到忠心的仆人他们所得到的赏赐就是进来享受主人的快乐。
And maybe some of you are thinking here this morning, it would be a little bit more meaningful if the master gave me a cut of what I helped earn.
可能我们当中有人会觉得如果主人给我一个回扣那可能会更加有意义。
But if you really think about that, that means the prize is the money. The goal is the money. And what you value most is the money.
但是如果你仔细去想的话如果主人真的是给了你一个回扣的话那就说明这个故事当中真正的奖赏是钱目标也是钱那你所最重视的也是钱。
And then all that you have with the master is that he conducted a transaction with you.
那么如果是这样的话你和主人的关系只是一个只是一个互相做生意的这个关系。
Earn a return on my money, and I get you 10%.
为主人增长他的财产主人给你10%的回扣。
But no, these are not empty words from the master.
但是这些并不只是主人的空话。
The original phrase means to enter into, to draw near, to participate in the joy of the master.
这边经文的意思是要进入、靠近并且享受主人的快乐。
See, our Heavenly Father invites us not just to work for Him, not just a transaction, but to rejoice with Him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的天父邀请我们不光光是要为他做工、服侍他，这并不仅仅是一个交易。天父要我们与他同享他的快乐。
An eternity of shared joy.
在永恒当中享受他的快乐。
And that changes the dynamic. That changes the perspective and the motivation entirely.
这就彻底改变了我们与主人的关系、服侍神的视角和动力。
The prize, the goal, what is of greatest value is the master.
最有价值的奖赏乃是在于主人本身。
Now I want all of you to see what unfolds with the unfaithful servant in verses 24 through 30.
接下来我们在24节到30节当中来看一下最后那个不忠心的仆人的结果。
Like the other two servants, he's still held accountable for what he used his time and the talent that he has been given.
就像是其他的两位仆人一样，主人需要他为他主人所给他的这段时间来负责。
And we see him approach the master just like the other two servants.
我们看到这第三位仆人也像前两位仆人一样来到他的主人面前。
But in stark contrast to the other two servants who essentially said, Master, you gave me these talents and I've used them faithfully.
但是并不像前面两位仆人，他们对主人说，主人，你给了我这么多的财产，我很忠心地管理了他们。
The first words out of the third servant's mouth are accusations.
第三个仆人，他一张开嘴，就开始指责主人。
Listen to this, and I think we can pick up on this a little bit more now.
让我们来看到第三个仆人的话，我觉得我们能够从当中学习到一点东西。
He doesn't start off with, Master, you gave me.
他开始没有说，主人，你给了我。
He says, Master, I know you.
他说，主人，我知道你。
You're harsh.You reap where you don't sow. You gather where you didn't scatter seed.
第三个仆人说，主人，我知道你是忍心苛刻的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的地方要聚敛。
In other words, there's no acknowledgement, no recognition that he received a gift from the master.
换句话说，第三个仆人他根本没有要来认识到他从主人那边获得了这么大的一笔财产。
He doesn't recognize that he was given something to be faithful over.
他没有意识到主人给他的财产是需要他来妥善的管理的。
And he continues, so I was afraid, I hid it. Here, have what is yours.
所以他这第三个仆人继续说道，所以我很害怕，所以我把你的财产藏起来了。现在来，你拿回去吧。
Essentially, take it back. I didn't value it. I didn't use it. I didn't need it.
所以这边的第三个仆人其实就是在说，把它拿回去吧。我并不觉得这有什么重要的，我也没有去使用它，没有去管理它，把它拿回去吧。
And ironically, in his description of the master, the unfaithful servant even reveals his own sin and inconsistencies.
很讽刺的是，我们在这边看到第三个仆人，他对主人的这个形容，我们从当中能够看到这个仆人是有自己的罪，他的前后是有不一致的。
If he knew the master was harsh, if he knew the master reaped where he didn't sow,gathered where he didn't scatter seed, and if he was truly afraid, then he would have done everything in his power and ability to to multiply what his past, what his master had entrusted him.
如果这个仆人真的认识或者知道主人是很苛刻、很忍心，没有种的地方要收，没有撒的地方要聚敛的话，如果他真的害怕的话，那他应当倾尽全力去管理、去倍增主人所给他的财产。
But he didn't. He buried it.
但是他却把主人的财产给埋了。
So we can add to the list for the unfaithful servant that he was likely a liar.
所以我们从这边可以看到，这一个不忠心的仆人很有可能是一个喜欢撒谎的人。
See, if he truly believed these things about the master, then he would have been more like a Pharisee.
如果他真的觉得主人是很苛刻的话，那他可能会像一个法利赛人一样。
Attempting to almost overproduce, overperform for the sake of self-righteousness.
像一个法利赛人一样，矫枉过正，去为了主人的财产而去获得更多的回报。
But that isn't the case here.
但这里这个仆人却没有这样做。
The unfaithful servant is truly wicked and lazy.
这个不忠心的仆人是真的是又懒又恶。
And isn't this more common than we realize?
弟兄姐妹们，其实在我们生活当中也有很多这样的人，不是吗？
In our own lives, we see it in others too.
我们看到在我们的生活当中和在其他人的生活当中都有这样 的人。
It's easier to blame others than evaluate yourself.
去把事情的过错归加到别人身上，远比去来省察自己来的简单。
We blame others for our own selfishness, for our own lack of love and compassion, and the list can go on.
我们把自己的自私，把自己缺少爱和怜悯怪到别人的身上。
And the master's response, you wicked and lazy servant, underscores two issues.
主人在这边的回答说，你这又懒又恶的仆人，其实指出了两个重要的他的问题。
Wickedness hints at the servant's heart condition.
这边说仆人是恶仆人，指出了他的心境很恶。
While laziness points to the actions that flow out of his heart.
这边的懒呢，则是指出这个仆人从心而发的这个恶来引出的懒惰。
So God sees not only our actions, but our motives, our intentions, and our heart condition.
所以神不光光看到我们的行为，他更体察我们的动机和我们的心境。
So this leads us to our last question and really the conclusion.
所以这就来到我们看到今天的最后一个问题，也是我们的结论。
Do you know and love your master?
你认识并且爱你的主吗？
And really, this is what it all boils down to.
这才是我们真正需要考量的。
You see, this parable is not necessarily about being productive.
弟兄姐妹们，今天的这个比喻的重点并不是在要多产、要倍增。
It's not primarily about money.
也不是关于金钱的。
And yes, the faithful stewardship is the central theme of this parable.
今天的这个比喻的重点是要做神忠心的好管家。
But that cannot be understood, embraced, apart from the master.
但是如果我们不看到主人的话，我们没有办法完全的来理解、来体会这个比喻的重点。
Who represents Jesus Christ.
这个主人其实就代表了主耶稣。
So let's focus just on that a little bit more.
所以我们来进一步来看这一点。
If the third servant is correct in his assessment that the master is harsh, unfair, unjust, and greedy,
如果第三个仆人所说的是正确的，他说那个主人是苛刻的、忍心的、不公平的，并且是贪婪的话，
then this master is no different than any other harsh slave-driving master.
那这个主人就像是世界上很多其他的雇主一样，他并没有区别，他也是非常的苛刻的。
And therefore, Christianity is no different.Than any other works-based, performance-driven, fear-inducing religion.
如果是真的是这样的话，那基督教就跟其他世界上的其他的宗教并没有两样，是完全关于你的好行为的。
You do something because you want to receive something.
你做一些好事是为了想要得到好报。
Mere transaction. It's all about performance.
只是一个简单的交易，这个。是完全关于你的行为的。
And you might have to obey, but you won't love this master.
你可能会顺服这个主人，但是你不会爱主。
You won't delight in this master. You won't have a desire to serve and please this master.
你不会因着你的主人而喜乐，你也不会想要真正的从心里的服侍他、爱他。
And the actions of the third servant maybe aren't surprising in that case.
那如果是这样的话，可能第三个仆人他的行为并不是真正的那么令人而感到惊讶。
doing the bare minimum with no real thought, effort.
我们看到这个仆人得过且过，并没有真正的去用心来做事。
But this is not how the master is described in the parable, is it?
但是我们在今天的经文当中所看到的主人并不是这样的，不是吗？
The master is trusting. He entrusts his riches to his servants, verse 14.
我们在十四节当中看到主人是蛮有信任的，他把家业交给了仆人们。
The master is understanding. He entrusts to each servant according to his own ability, verse 15.
这位主人是善解人意的，十五节说到他按照个人的才干给他们分配了银子。
This means he knows his servants well.
说明这个主人他熟识他的仆人们。
The master is patient and reasonable. He waits a long time before returning, verse 19.
十九节我们看到这位主人也是耐心的，他是一个公道的主人，因为他等了很长的一段时间，出门了很久才回来。
The master is personal.Relational, and he desires to share his joy. He commends the faithful servants not for what they produced, but for their faithful stewardship.
这位主人看重于我们的关系，他想要我们能够分享他的快乐。他因为仆人的忠心服侍，而不是个人所得的回报而夸赞他们，并且邀请他们同享快乐。
And he invites them to share in his very own joy. Verses 21 through 23.
我们并且在二十一节到二十三节当中看到主人邀请仆人们与他同享快乐。
See, the master provides opportunities for greater joy and fulfillment through faithfulness.
这一位主人能够给他的仆人们提供了更多的喜乐，更多的回报，通过他们的忠心。
He entrusts the faithful servants with even more riches.
他给了那些忠心的仆人更多的财产，更多的回报。
So they can continue to share in his riches and joy.
所以他们可以继续在主人的快乐当中得到喜乐。
Does this sound like a harsh, unloving, unjust, and greedy master?
这听起来像是一个苛刻的、不爱人的、不公道的，或者是贪婪的主人吗？
No, not at all.
不，完全不是这样。
See, the problem was not with the master.
问题不在于主人。
It was with the unfaithful servant for failing to truly know and love his master.
问题是在那个不忠心的仆人，因为他没有能够真正的去服侍而和爱他的主人。
It pointed to the servant's hardened and wicked heart.
我们看到这一位不忠心的仆人刚硬并且邪恶的心。
You see, brothers and sisters, if you don't know the Jesus of the Bible,
弟兄姐妹，如果你不认识耶稣的话，
if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior,
如果你不认识耶稣是你的主的话。
If you truly don't know and love your master,
如果你不能够真正的爱并且认识你的主，
then it will always be empty motions and the bare minimum.
那你的感情就可能永远是空虚的，并且永远过着得过且过的生活。
And maybe even like the unfaithful servant, it will affect all of your actions and attitudes.
可能就像是这一位不忠心的仆人一样，你所有的行为一举一动都会得到影响。
So do you know?And love your master, Jesus Christ.
所以你是否认识并且爱主耶稣呢？
If you care about the master, if you know and love and cherish Jesus,
如果你在乎爱并且认识主耶稣，
then you will cherish and honor the gifts and talents he has given you.
那你就会珍惜并且善用主所给你的恩赐。
And you will know that they are ultimately his, given with purpose and love.
你也会知道主所给你的恩赐和才干是从主而来的。
So you have the privilege to use them to serve your master.
主能够给你这样的才干是为了让你能够在他的在喜乐当中来服侍他。
To even ultimately be invited to share in his joy.
来能够有一天最终的在与主人一起分享快乐。
And then your life and the world transforms.
然后你的生活和你的世界将得到改变。
Your perspective changes.
你的视角就会改变。
Your time, your home, your job, your relationships, your ability to communicate and to listen.
你的时间、家庭、工作、人际关系和你的沟通的能力。
Your body, activities, opportunities to serve, love, listen, and care.
你的身体、活动、在教会各样的服事。
All of these things are gifts and talents.From God.
所有的这些都是神所赐的恩赐和才干。
And you no longer call them or even see them as your own.
你也不会再觉得这些所赐给你的恩赐和才干是与生俱来的。
It's what God has given you, entrusted to you.
这是神所赐给你的，并且交给你来管理的。
To be used to serve and love others in a way that glorifies God, demonstrates faithfulness, and reproduces in the church.
神想叫你来使用这些才干和才能来荣耀他，来在教会当中倍增，并且展现你的忠心，让教会成长。
Now, how awe-inspiring it is that one day Jesus will return.
弟兄姐妹们，盼望有这么荣耀的一天，我们能够见到主的再来。
And we will give an account.
我们也会在主面前向主来讲这个故事。
And how we should all long for Jesus' return to receive His commendation, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
弟兄姐妹们，我们多么盼望有一天在见主的时候，能够听见主对我们说：“好。”你这又良善忠心的仆人，进来享受你主人的快乐。
Come into my joy.
进来，来到我的快乐当中。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father.
亲爱的主耶稣。
God, you are kind. You are loving.
主啊，你是爱我们的，你是良善的。
Your desire is for us to share in your joy and your riches.
主啊，你想让我们能够进来享受你的快乐。
God, we confess that we blindly see you as harsh and greedy.
主啊，我们承认有时候我们看到你是一个贪婪的，是一个苛刻的主。
God, we're often so selfish that we only think of what we want and what we desire.
主啊，我们有时候非常内心自私，我们只想到自己所要的。
God, lots of times we serve with empty emotions coming from empty hearts.
主啊，很多时候我们在服事的时候心情是空虚的。
God, so we ask that you would help us to see your truth and your love.
主啊，请求你帮助我们能够看到你的真理和你的爱。
Help us to know you more.
帮助我们能够更多的认识你。
God, help us to love you more.
帮助我们更多的爱你。
God, help us to hope in eternity and not hold on to just things of this world so tightly.
主啊，帮助我们有永恒的盼望，而不是牢牢地抓住属世的东西。
So that we see all that we have here anyways is all for you.
主啊，帮助我们能够看到我们所得到的这些才能和才干都是从你而来的。
We pray these things in your son's precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。弟兄姐妹们起立，我们一起来唱回应诗歌。
万物的结局尽了，所以我们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，要尽力时彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做身百般恩赐的好管家，做身百般恩赐的好管家。心善 人自守，哦，警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此皆是相爱，因为爱能遮掩虚伪。